We report a patient who showed persistent neurologic deficits after prison was ultimately diagnosed with autoimmune encephalitis, AE. This case exhibits a rare imaging manifestation of anti-Caspar-2 encephalitis, which was initially well matched with prison-associated phosphogenic edema. In conclusion, AE should be further considered when the etiology, clinical manifestations and course of PRES are atypical.